Hi there. My name is Jackie Smith, and I am a senior at Foothill High School. At Foothill, one of my extracurricular activities is the Link Crew program. Link Crew is a program that guides freshmen towards academic and social success. With seniors and juniors as Link Crew leaders, we create an environment where freshmen learn that people in high school really care about them by removing the negative stereotypes around them. We are trained to be positive role models, motivators, and teachers who guide the freshmen to discover what it takes to be successful in high school. We organize and put together social follow-ups, such as ice cream at lunch, or even Chick-fil-A for a freshman tailgate. Our academic follow-ups happen during school, and we go into each freshman classroom and provide lessons that teach them life lessons as well as just in high school. Recently, as one of our assignments for Link Crew, we each chose a leader from history to write a biography about. I chose Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Elizabeth Cady Stanton was an abolitionist, human rights activist, and one of the very first leaders of the women's rights movement. She was privileged as a young girl and received a full education in which she realized that her calling was to fight for equal rights. Stanton worked directly with feminist leader Susan B. Anthony for over 50 years to gain the women's vote. Though she died before she herself gained the vote, Stanton's efforts helped to bring the passing of the 19th Amendment, granting all citizens the right to vote. Stanton can be related to the local leader I also chose, Kelly Andrews, owner of Dance Addiction, the studio I work at. Kelly is an extremely respectable woman and, like Stanton, holds views capable of making the world a better place. Here is a clip of an interview I had with Kelly.
Okay, why did you choose to start this business?
We started this business because we were paying a lot of money for our girls to dance, and there were not a lot of small community dance studios around, so we decided, you know what, we can do this. Like, let's put our money into, like, really owning and running something great.
Yes, I'm so happy you did. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you in this leadership position?
Oh my gosh. I say it every day. I say it all the time. I say I have the two greatest jobs in the world, and I absolutely believe that. So I would say a 10. Like, I wake up and I love coming to work every day. There's never a day that I go like, oh, I've got this to do. I love working the studio. I love it.
Okay. What are you most proud of in your position?
Oh, goodness. Most proud. I would say I love the camaraderie and the feeling, the vibe that we have at the studio. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a super positive atmosphere. I think that everyone's kind of on just good vibes. Everyone has a good attitude, mm-hmm. and I feel like that is why our business is growing.
Yes.
Because people enjoy that.
For sure. Okay, what do you believe is going well in your position?
I feel like we're super organized. I have different people in different positions. They know their positions, and we keep everything, like everyone has their role. Mm-hmm. And every role is defined, and so everyone has, it's like a well-oiled machine. Everyone mm-hmm. just runs their portion, and it all works like one big moving part.
Yes. Okay, what events in your life have influenced your leadership?
Oh, lots of them. I was captain on the cheer squad when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've always been in leadership positions in church, different positions in church I've been in leadership. Mm-hmm. I ran a preschool for 17 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've had a lot of kind of leadership roles, and it's just I take little bits and pieces from everything and put it all into one.
Yeah. Okay. What are some important decisions you make as a leader of your business specifically?
I think most
everything.
Important,
yeah,
let's see, so many layers to that question. Super important is the instructors that I bring on. I think number one is the face of mm-hmm. the community, the face of what Dance Addiction is. Mm-hmm. And I think bringing on super positive, well-taught people, well-trained people, and it just, yeah, I think that's super helpful.
Awesome. How do you encourage success and positivity as a leader?
Oh my goodness. Positivity. I don't know. I just love my job. So I feel like I love my instructors. I love my job. I love my partners. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel
it's
like.
It's contagious.
I think it is. Yeah. I kind of do feel like I love hugging. I love telling people I appreciate them. Mm-hmm. I'm very honest about things. And I think it just works.
Yes, definitely. What values are most important to you as a leader?
Okay. I think honesty. I think transparency. Mm-hmm. Even when I deal with parents, if there's issues, I feel like being completely transparent, giving them both sides of an issue, mm-hmm. And working through the problems honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that. I feel like for me, that's built this business.
Yeah.
Just.
Mm-hmm. Aww. Okay, what is your mission statement or main goal in leading this business?
I always say, like, just my main goal is to just enjoy this whole journey. Like, mm-hmm. enjoy every portion of it. Things get stressful. Things get, it's so tiresome to do recital, but I feel like just getting up and going, like, this is a great day.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to kill it today. We're going to do so well today. We're going to be so organized today. I think positive attitudes, and I think just waking up every day going like, this is going to be a great day. We're going to enjoy this day, even though it's stressful and we're all exhausted. Yeah. We're just going to enjoy every portion of it. Enjoying the kids, enjoying the parents, enjoying the love of the community. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so worth it. The recital's for sure. The best.
It really is.
Okay. And how do you help new employees understand this goal?
We try and put them through training. So we are super selective in who we choose, to work here. We put them through pretty good training, and then we also have meetings, and we have high expectations here. I have high expectations, mm-hmm, and so far, sure. I would say 99% of my people exceed my expectations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, last one. We'll do this last one. Okay. So, what characteristic do you find in yourself that you believe is important in every leader?
Oh, goodness. Fun. Having fun. No, I think positivity, just in general. Mm-hmm. I know that I've said it, but I feel like I love life. I'm a positive mm-hmm. person, and I feel like when you talk about being contagious, I feel like if you're happy and you're finding happiness in the things that you do, then it is, people around you tend to be that way.
Yes,
too. And I just feel like it's just a good way to be. I
don't yes, know. You're positive. The best at that.
You're so sweet.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Even just listening to her voice, you can hear the passion and the positivity. Kelly is an incredible boss, and I often tell her that I think of her as a second mother to me and not just a boss. Even when I have those days where work isn't exactly the first thing I want to do, I am greeted by a hug and a high sugar from Kelly, and it makes the day a lot brighter. She works tirelessly for countless amounts of hours a day to make sure that Dance Addiction runs smoothly, that every parent and student is happy, and that her employees are happy and motivated to do their best. She is truly an unselfish leader and will 100% put the happiness of others over her own. Kelly's leadership inspires me to be a leader on my own and to bring a positive leadership style to the table, whether it is in dance, Link Crew, or any other aspect in my life. I am motivated every day to lead by her example, as she is a contagiously happy person, and I'm extremely grateful to be able to work for her. She has taught me kindness, responsibility, organization, and love. She is one of the best role models and a leader of strength, courage, and beauty that I will always look up to. Our community is lucky to have leaders like her in the world, and I hope that more people like her are encouraged to lead by her example as well. Thank you for listening.